Okay, get this. Google's Willow quantum chip just dropped.
Wow.
And it's sending shockwaves through the tech world. I mean, we're not talking about a simple upgrade here.
Oh.
This thing, it has the potential to rewrite the rules of the game completely.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, it's quantum computing and it's getting real.
You know, it's funny because for years, quantum computing felt like something out of Star Trek, you know?
Yeah.
But this announcement from Google and the reactions, I mean, it just shows that this is moving so fast from theory to reality.
Exactly. Think of it this way.
Okay.
Our current computers are like cars on a single road.
Okay.
They can only solve problems one step at a time.
Right.
But quantum computers, they're spaceships, exploring like countless parallel universes all at once, finding solutions in ways we can barely comprehend.
And that's what makes this deep dive so important for you, the listener, because we're going to explore like the impact of this tech on your future.
Yeah.
Faster drug discovery, new energy solutions, even advancements in AI, all of these fields could be revolutionized.
And we've got two key sources for this deep dive.
Okay, lay it on me.
First, a CNBC article that captures the stock market's reaction to this news.
Okay.
It's like a barometer for how the financial world is seeing this.
Interesting.
Then we'll go straight to the source with Google's own blog
Right
post.
to the horse's mouth.
Yeah, which gets into like the technical nitty-gritty.
Yeah, it's great to have those two perspectives because you have the one focused on the financial side and then the one on the breakthrough itself. And together, it really paints a full picture.
So CNBC reported that Alphabet's stock, it jumped 5% on the news of Willow.
Wow.
That's like winning the lottery in the financial world. I
Here.
mean, investors, especially the big players, they don't throw money around lightly.
No, they don't.
So the surge tells us that they see something big in quantum computing.
This stock surge is a huge signal. It tells us that investors, even the most cautious ones, are seeing the potential for this to just completely disrupt industries. We could be seeing the start of a, I don't know, like a quantum race, similar to the space race,
Yeah.
last century,
Oh, wow.
with companies and nations just vying for dominance in this groundbreaking field.
And it's not just the financial world that's buzzing. Google's CEO, Sundar Pichai, he tweeted about Willow, calling it a major step toward building a useful quantum computer.
Of course.
And get this, Elon Musk even chimed in. He was talking about creating a quantum computer cluster in space.
Oh, wow.
It's like straight out of sci-fi, but it's becoming reality right before our eyes.
It's exciting to see these big names, these leaders in tech, acknowledging how important this is.
Yeah.
Musk's comment about a space-based quantum cluster, I mean, that's ambitious, but it just highlights how many potential applications there are.
Yeah.
We might be talking about solving problems not just here, but across the cosmos.
Okay, let's switch gears and dive into the more technical side with Google's blog post.
Okay.
They talk about achieving below threshold in quantum error correction.
Right.
Now, I know that sounds super technical, but think of it like this. Imagine you have a leaky bucket
Okay.
and you're trying to fill it with water.
Right.
So for a long time, quantum computers were like that leaky bucket.
I see.
Errors were happening faster than they could be fixed.
Oh, so they finally plugged the leak?
Yes, and this below threshold achievement, it's a huge step.
Yeah.
What Google has done is figured out how to plug those leaks.
Right?
So now they can store and use quantum information reliably, and this is the foundation for building bigger and more powerful quantum computers.
So it's really a foundation upon which they can now build. That's a great analogy.
And build they have. Google's blog post highlights this mind-blowing benchmark.
Oh, yeah.
Willow did a calculation. It took under 5 minutes. That would take a supercomputer, the fastest computers we have.
Wow.
10 septillion years. Let that sink in for a moment.
10 septillion.
10 septillion years, that's longer than the age of the universe.
That's mind-blowing.
I know, it's not just a number, it's a demonstration of the power we're talking about. Imagine harnessing that kind of computational power.
It opens up possibilities that seemed impossible before.
And this isn't just some theory. Google emphasizes that they're focused on real-world applications.
Yeah.
They mention drug discovery, fusion energy, battery design as key areas where Willow could make a difference.
Think about it. Faster drug discovery could mean cures for diseases that have no solution now. New energy solutions to combat climate change and power our lives in a sustainable way. The possibilities are just staggering.
So, with all this power at their fingertips, what are they planning on doing next?
Well, they've been pretty clear about their goals. They want to use Willow and future computers like it to tackle some of the world's biggest challenges.
So they're really aiming high. I'm curious, how are they going to apply this technology to those specific fields? They mentioned drug discovery, right?
Yes, and it's a perfect example, of how quantum computing can really change things.
Okay.
Imagine being able to simulate those complex molecular interactions, but at a level of detail that we've never seen before.
Right.
This could lead to new drugs and therapies so much faster than we can do it today.
That would be amazing. You know, fusion energy has been like the holy grail of clean energy for decades. Could this be what makes it a reality?
It's possible. Fusion energy relies on understanding and controlling plasma physics, which is incredibly complex. But quantum computers, they can handle vast amounts of data, perform complex simulations, so they could be the key to unlocking this clean and virtually limitless energy source.
That would be a game changer, especially in the fight against climate change.
Absolutely.
And what about battery design?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
We need better batteries for everything these days.
We do, everything from electric vehicles to renewable energy storage.
Yeah.
And quantum computers could help us design batteries that are more efficient, longer lasting, and safer.
Wow.
That's going to have a ripple effect across so many industries.
Yeah.
It could really speed up that transition to a more sustainable future. It sounds like quantum computing has the potential to touch like almost every aspect of our lives.
It does.
From healthcare to energy to transportation.
Yeah.
It's kind of mind-boggling to think about the possibilities.
It is, but it's important to remember.
Yeah.
This is still early days. There are many challenges to overcome.
Okay, like what kind of challenges?
Well, building these quantum computers.
Yeah.
It's incredibly complex and expensive. The technology is still in its infancy.
Right.
A lot of research and development needs to happen.
So it's not like we'll all have quantum computers on our desks anytime soon.
Not quite. But the progress is remarkable. And who knows what the future holds, right?
Yeah.
Maybe one day they'll be as common as smartphones.
It's an interesting thought. It'd be fascinating to see how a technology this powerful would shape our lives. But for now, it seems like they're focusing on those big global challenges.
Yes, exactly. And that's a good thing. If we can harness this power responsibly, it has the potential to really make a difference in the world.
It's like we're at the start of a whole new technological era, one with potential for good, but also who knows what else.
Yeah, it's a time of incredible opportunity and uncertainty. And it's up to us to have those conversations, about how we want to shape the future.
So here's a question for our listeners. If quantum computing really reaches its potential, what problem would you want it to solve? Something that matters to you,
Would you use it to find a cure for a disease?
Yeah.
One that has affected you or someone you love?
Right.
Or develop a clean energy solution to save our planet?
Yeah.
Or maybe even create an AI that can unlock the mysteries of the universe?
Wow.
The possibilities are limitless.
This deep dive has been just a small taste of what quantum computing is all about, and it's a vast and rapidly evolving field.
Yeah, we're really just scratching the surface here.
We are, but one thing is clear.
What's that?
This technology is going to change the world as we know it.
It really is, and how that change unfolds, well, that's up to us. We need to be aware of these opportunities and use this knowledge to guide our actions.
Exactly.
As we enter this new era.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it sparked your curiosity and given you some things to think about. And keep exploring, keep questioning, keep that thirst for knowledge alive. It really does feel like we're at a turning point with all this.
It does. It's exciting, but kind of daunting too.
Yeah.
We're used to technology developing gradually, bit by bit.
Right.
But quantum computing, it feels like a giant leap. It's hard to even imagine what the world will be like in 10, 20 years.
Right. And that's what makes it so fascinating. It's not just faster computers.
Nope.
It's like a whole different way of approaching problems.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like that analogy we used, remember?
Yeah.
Cars versus spaceships.
Yeah.
It's not just about speed. It's about being able to explore completely new dimensions.
It is. And that brings us back to those real-world applications that Google mentioned, specifically drug discovery, fusion energy, and battery design.
Exactly. And those are just a few examples. In each of those fields.
Yeah.
Quantum computing could lead to breakthroughs that would have seemed impossible just a few years ago.
So let's break those down a bit, starting with drug discovery.
Okay.
How would a quantum computer actually help with developing new medicines?
So right now, developing new drugs is a very long and expensive process.
Yeah.
It involves a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
Testing different molecules, seeing if they work.
Right.
Quantum computers could speed that up dramatically by simulating how molecules interact.
Okay.
with each other and with the human body, but at a much deeper level.
So instead of physically testing thousands of compounds in the lab,
Yeah.
they could run simulations on a quantum computer and narrow down the candidates much faster.
Exactly. It's like a virtual laboratory
Oh, wow.
where you can experiment with countless possibilities.
And that could lead to
Yeah.
cures for diseases that are currently incurable. And what about personalized medicine
Yeah, that too.
tailored to your genes?
It's incredibly powerful.
And how about fusion energy? How could quantum computing help us reach that goal of clean energy?
So fusion energy relies on controlling these really hot particles called plasma.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest challenges is understanding how the plasma will behave.
Okay.
Quantum computers can help us create much more accurate simulations of plasma behavior,
Got it.
which in turn will lead to breakthroughs in how we design and control fusion reactors.
So it's like instead of building expensive prototypes,
Yeah.
scientists could use quantum computers to test different designs virtually.
Exactly. And this could really accelerate the development of fusion power.
So we might actually solve the energy crisis with this.
We might, bringing us closer to a future where we have clean and sustainable energy for the whole planet.
And how about battery design? What role would quantum computers play there?
Well, batteries are essential for pretty much everything these days, right?
They.
Smartphones, laptops, electric vehicles, renewable energy storage.
Yeah.
But the technology we have now, it has limitations. Quantum computers could help us design new types of batteries
Okay.
with higher energy density, faster charging, longer lifespans.
That would be huge.
Imagine charging your electric car in minutes
Yeah.
or having a phone battery that lasts for weeks.
It would be
It would
incredible.
transform how we use technology.
And beyond those examples, are there other potential applications?
Oh, countless others. Everything from optimizing traffic flow in cities to developing new
It's
materials.
almost too much to think about.
I know, right? It's overwhelming, but it's also really exciting.
It does feel like we're on the edge of a new era.
We are a new era of discovery and innovation.
So as we wrap this up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. We've talked a lot about the good,
Yeah.
but what about the potential challenges, the risks?
That's an important point. As with any powerful technology,
Yeah.
quantum computing could be misused, so it's up to all of us
Yeah.
to make sure it's developed and used responsibly.
We need to have those conversations
Absolutely.
about the ethical implications
Yes.
and work together to prevent misuse.
Our choices today will determine the world we create tomorrow.
Well said. And remember, this was just a glimpse into a vast and rapidly evolving field. There's so much more to learn.
Keep exploring, keep
Yeah,
questioning.
keep that thirst for knowledge alive.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the quantum realm. We hope you learned something new. Until next time, keep diving deep.